Finally, we have some data. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. A political science researcher at the University of Chicago named Robert Pape ran the data on the 377 people who've been arrested or charged for being in that mob that invaded the Capitol January 6th in hopes of discovering what motivated them. And the results surprised him. He did not find a lot of members of the Proud Boys or militia groups. What he found was a lot of people from blue counties, places that voted for Joe Biden. In the case of the suspects who came from Texas, they were all from 17 suburban counties, which had a specific characteristic in common. All had lost white population over the past 5 years. Of the 27 people arrested from New York, almost all came from blue counties around New York City, where the white population has also been declining. And the theory is that as more and more minorities moved into these suburbs, it has spooked white people into believing that they were slowly being replaced. And some of them were spooked enough to try to sabotage the Constitution. Now, 377 people is a small sample. But I think we all agree that there are white people who feel like strangers in their own town. They see themselves as surrounded by woke lefties, six different genders, and an elite that automatically labels them racist, and they hate it. I imagine they feel a lot like the Native Americans of a few hundred years ago felt, as they were slowly surrounded by European settlers. And of course, the government's response to that was to move the natives out, sometimes brutally. I don't suggest we do that now. But if the research is correct, and there are people who are upset enough with the color of their neighbors to overthrow an election, it's time to acknowledge that their claustrophobia is real, and to help them move if they want to. I know it sounds like giving up, but I don't think more diversity training is going to work here. Let people pick a location whose racial makeup they're more comfortable with and provide relocation assistance, all voluntary, of course. It could be part of the infrastructure package, a generous one-time relocation grant to any American who wants to move to a place where they might feel more comfortable on condition that they obey the law and live in peace until nature takes its course.